Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. If you're new here, so happy you're joining me today. It's just you and me. It's usually these solo episodes where I essentially am talking to myself, but welcome to the podcast, the place where I share all of my thoughts. As a 23-year-old who's figuring things out day by day, I like to share the things that are on my mind, the things that I care about, my experiences, my emotions. So hopefully you vibe with that and you like that. I'm not gonna lie, I feel very grateful that you're here listening and chatting with me today, because there's so many podcasts in the world, right? And there's so many that offer amazing information and people who are just so educated on certain topics. And it's like, what credentials do I have? Nothing. I'm just a girl talking about her feelings and things that like come to my head and, you know, just whatever I feel like. So I appreciate that you're taking the time out of your day to sit. Maybe you're in the car, maybe you're cleaning your room, doing schoolwork. Well, I guess if you're doing schoolwork and listening to this, you're kind of like not doing schoolwork, but you know what I mean. I truly do appreciate you being here, because there's just so much content in general nowadays. Like, there is so much that sometimes it feels like it's impossible to be bored, but then you just get so overstimulated with all the different content that like it's just overwhelming. But yeah, there's so much out there to consume. And so my goal and what I hope to add to your day is someone that is here for you to understand, no judgment ever from me. Maybe listening to this podcast is your chill time, whatever it is. I'm really happy you're here. I'm feeling a little extra sappy and emotional right now because it's 10 p.m. I usually don't record these episodes so late, but I've got my matching Calvin Klein jammy set on from TJ Maxx, which my mom put me on. She has been TJ Maxx's biggest fan for so long. We'll spend hours there and so much money, even though she is a returning legend. We went together maybe like 2 weeks ago. I hadn't gone with her in so long. It's kind of just a thing she's always done by herself. But I went with her because I wanted to go look for some home things. And I did leave with this cute little PJ set. Anyway, so I'm wearing that. Have a green tea, like a hot tea. What the heck is going on? This is surely not what I thought my life would look like right now. I mean, it's a weekday, so it's not like I should be out doing some crazy stuff anyway. Like, if it was a weekend, maybe I'd be like, oh, what am I doing? But also, I don't know. I really go both ways, because sometimes I just want to hermit and never leave. Sit on the couch, either read a book, watch a cozy show, not talk to anyone ever, or I want to be social and dress cute and have fun. Like, I never know which one it's going to be. And sometimes it does indeed give me whiplash, but I kind of just have to go with it. Anyway, right now the vibes are cozy. We'll chat, have some big sister, little sister, depending on how old you are in comparison to me. Chats, it's always so frustrating, because leading up to recording these episodes, I have all these things in my head that I'm like, ooh, I should say that. That is such a good take, or that is so inspirational. Like, yes, how did you come up with that? And then I sit down, I get all nervous, as if I haven't been doing this for like, is it a year or 2 years? 2 years, what the heck? And then there's not a single thought that goes on in my brain. So that is severely humbling. Hopefully I do whip up some good things to say though, because we are doing yet another advice session, which I'm so excited about. I honestly think these are my favorite episodes to do, just because I get to interact with you more since you guys write in. And yeah, it just feels a little bit more personal. I like feeling like I'm helpful in your life in some way, whether you take the advice or not. I always give this disclaimer. You can take the advice, you can leave it. This is just one person's perspective based on the life that I've lived and my experiences. So this is just what I think. You don't have to listen. You can. I'm not going to be held liable. I say that like kind of as a joke. Anyway, it is advice time. So if you want to participate in future episodes, make sure you're following the podcast Instagram, because that's where I post on my story to let you guys know it's time to write into the email, or I either do it like a question box on Instagram. So if you want to participate. Honestly, the odds of your question or whatever you have to say, whatever you're writing in, getting chosen is pretty high. I've actually gotten asked before, especially when I do story time episodes, people are like, I've gotten a few. Why are you acting surprised reading these stories as if you didn't go through these and pick these out? I actually am not the person who goes through the entries prior. I have my assistant that helps me do that, which is really fun because then she kind of goes through, picks some that are her favorites. So I know they're going to be good. And then I can actually be surprised, especially when I'm doing story times. So it's not like I've read them before. But yeah, today, advice sesh. Honestly, this might be number 13, 14, 15. I don't know. What I do know is that our 100th episode is approaching, I think within the next 3 or 4. So like within the next month, that is insane. I'm really excited about that. I'm going to whip up something fun, fresh, unique, special. So stay tuned for that. Today was actually kind of a hectic day, which is why I'm recording this so late in the day, just because I was like a chicken running around with its head cut off. I had so many random things that I wanted to get done because I got a last minute travel opportunity for something really cool, which that's actually so irritating to say. Like, I hate when content creators do that. Anyway, one of my favorite places to shop at, you probably love to shop there too. I'm doing these little short form commercials for them that I think is going to be on a very popular video streaming platform. I'm keeping this vague, but like, that's pretty easy to guess. I don't think I would get in trouble for saying that. I don't know. Updates to come if this episode gets deleted. You know why. I feel like it's not like a big secret, so I'm not going to pretend like it is. But anyway, it happened last minute, getting the opportunity maybe a few days ago. And I'm someone, I like to know about my trips a little bit ahead of time. Like, okay, I'm not going to plan it out a year in advance, but I like a solid few weeks, a month, 2 months. I like to plan. I like to prep. I like to, honestly, I think it's just me mentally preparing to leave and to travel. And especially just with all the hecticness of moving and getting settled into this house, I just, yeah, am wanting to feel settled. And so this definitely is a really cool opportunity. But also, if you get it, you get it. If you are also like this, you know that as fun as something is and as cool as an opportunity is sometimes it just throws you off of your schedule and you can still be anxious about it. So I was trying to wrap up some things since I wasn't planning on traveling to be ready to travel. So that's why I'm recording this episode now, because I'm leaving tomorrow and I am not prepared in any way, shape or form, but I should only be gone. I think I'm gone for like 36 hours, which is not crazy. I've gone on shorter trips, ironically, even farther, like to the East Coast for maybe like 24 hours. That was insane. But I'm just going to LA, which I'm very excited about. It's always crazy because when I think about younger me, there was a version of me that thought I was meant to live in LA and that I had to move there to be successful, which I think is a trope that a lot of content creators go through, especially back in the day when like that was the thing, to move there. And that's so crazy that, I don't know, maybe in like a parallel universe or something, maybe not parallel because that seems really like far off for me, but maybe, I don't know if I even like believe that there's other universes going on. I don't know. Okay. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm like, Anyway, there could be a version of me that did end up moving there. But when I think about that, when I think about me being freshly 17, not knowing who I was, what the heck was going on, I just can't imagine what my life would have turned out to be like, who I would have turned out to be like, if I had moved there at such a young age in a career where it's very easy to get swept up. I feel like we see it all the time. Anyway, as I was saying, it's just crazy to me that there was a version of me that really thought that I had to be there. And I'm just so glad every day that that didn't work out. I think maybe things would have been fine. You never know. But I think that definitely would have changed the trajectory of my life and my personality for sure. Because where you are and who you're surrounded with shapes who you are. And I feel like at that young, impressionable age, I can't imagine living in a place like that, especially when I'm still trying to figure myself out. I just think, I don't know, I was like so malleable. So I'm glad that I was here for those prime years of like growing into my personality and creating who I wanted to be. Now that I do have a better grip on things, it actually is fun to go. But I don't feel the urge to like be a part of that scene like I used to. I wanted to be a part of it so bad. I wanted that, you know? When you're young like that, you want to kind of fit in and do what your friends are doing and feel cool and be cool. But now that I'm older and I have a pretty strong sense of self, the things that maybe I used to care about and were important to me, like being seen and getting invited to cool things. Like, I don't know, that's not as important to me right now. I'm happy to be here where I am with my cozy cup of tea and not be so in that scene, which the people that are and that make it work and that love it, that's great. I don't know. I don't think that's who I am, especially just given where I grew up. I can't imagine ever leaving. But yeah, some people make it work and they love it and it's great for them. But I just don't think with my personality, especially, I don't know, like I'm not the most outgoing. I love to constantly go to social events and events like, I think it's good that I'm here. Not sure where that whole tangent came from. I kind of popped off for no reason about that. But yeah, have a little work trip coming up. Should be pretty fun. I get to be on set, which is so, so cool. It's always cool to see what goes on behind the scenes of a commercial or a campaign, just because the finished product always looks so seamless and perfect. It just takes so many people to make it happen. So it's really cool to see the behind the scenes of that. I've always, always loved that. Let's get into this advice session. Like I said earlier, you can take it, you can leave it, totally up to you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, with everything going on, I've learned that adulting is no easy task. It's funny because when you're younger, all you want to do is grow up, and then you grow up and you're like, wait a minute, there's so many responsibilities, from something as little as keeping a tidy space to something as big as buying a home. They all add up. And if I'm being honest, it's all just really getting to me a little bit, especially just because I feel like they don't prepare you for this in school. Like they don't teach you about taxes, you know, all those things. Moving definitely added a bit of stress and I was feeling a little bit chaotic there for a bit. That's why I've grown to love and value therapy so much. It's a safe space to unload and tackle whatever's weighing on you. There's this misconception that therapy is only for major issues, but it's really for everyone in every situation. It's all about you and your needs, no matter how big or small. So whether I'm dealing with the stress of a big move and need guidance or just need to vent on a tough day, therapy has been huge in helping me find positive ways to navigate life's ups and downs. So if you're contemplating therapy, consider giving BetterHelp a try. It's done entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible to fit your schedule seamlessly. A simple questionnaire connects you with a licensed therapist tailored to your needs, plus the freedom to switch therapists at any time without extra charges ensures you find just the right fit. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mind. I'm wanting advice on how not to feel like you're behind in life when you're really not. I just turned 23. I'm a nurse, married, have a pup, and am in NP school. But for some reason, I still feel like I'm behind. I feel like I need to buy a house and start a family even though I'm still young and I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Help, please. Thank you. I totally understand this. And the thing that I think is just so ironic is that reading this from my point of view, I'm like, wow, am I behind? Like, I'm also 23. I'm not married. I don't have a puppy. That's all things that I definitely want. It's so easy to compare yourself to other people and their journey when we all have our own timeline and no one knows what that timeline is. We don't know what our own timeline is. Life will just figure itself out the way it's meant to. There's only so much you can plan for and try to map out your whole life. But the thing about figuring out a timeline for yourself is that it's not always going to go, if at all, the way you hope it does, because there's a bigger plan out there for you. I don't know if you believe in God, Jesus, or the universe, whatever you believe in, there is a plan for you. And that's not always for us to decide. I've had conversations with my friends where we ask each other, oh, like, what's your timeline for this? And then you list off the age where you want to have your first kid, be married, whatever, all those things. It's almost like we set ourselves up for failure like that, because how are we supposed to control how life goes? There's so many things that are out of our control. The only thing that's in our control is to just be where our feet are. I totally understand where you're coming from. And honestly, for me, when I feel like that, I think it just comes from a place of comparison, because when I take other people out of the picture, I'm like, oh, I'm actually okay. It's just easy to feel like you're not doing all the things you're supposed to when the people in your life are. For me right now, I feel like I'm at the age where a lot of my friends are starting to get engaged. And so if I was in a place that I used to be where I would just compare and wish that my timeline was like someone else's, I would not be feeling too good right now. But I feel like I've learned to just be here, be present, enjoy where I'm at right now, because nothing lasts forever. no season of your life lasts forever. And a lot of the time, when you are wishing a season away and hoping for something else to come, you're going to end up missing it. You don't want to miss what's right in front of you by looking ahead too much. And of course, you can plan for your future and have things that you want, but I feel like when we obsess over it, you just set yourself up for disappointment almost, because there's, like I said, so many things that are out of our control. I think you're doing great. And yeah, like I said, it's just ironic because I read that and I'm like, wow, you're married, like all these things. And I'm sure maybe someone else even listening to this right now is like, I'm 23 and I don't have these things. And then it just starts this like hole of comparison. So no matter who you are, no matter what age you're at, if you're listening to this right now, you're where you're supposed to be. Even if it's a season of struggle or a season of maybe there's a lot of fruition in your life. These are all seasons and they come, they go. What you're feeling is completely normal. But I always just like to remind myself that I can admire someone else's life without wishing that mine looked like that or that I had those certain things. What you're feeling right now is so normal. I've definitely been there, but what's really helped me is reminding myself that things will continue to happen when they're meant to, like they always have, and everything's gonna be okay. I wanted to ask for some advice about transitioning from living with your parents to being more independent and living on your own. I'm having a really hard time facing the reality that I'm getting older and that things are changing. I've been there. When I first moved out of my parents' house and I was living alone, I had so many mental breakdowns, which was kind of surprising to me because I was so excited about this new chapter. I was so excited to get out of there, which is just ironic because now I look back and I'm like, not that I wish I savored those days more, because I definitely was grateful and like savored those moments as they came. But I remember wishing that it hadn't gone by so fast and being super reminiscent of my childhood and getting super nostalgic and sad that things were never going to be the same, and realizing that, oh my gosh, now that I've moved out, I'm never going to live with my parents again and my childhood is over. So I totally understand how you feel. It's a really big transitionary time in anyone's life. Transitioning into adulthood is really hard. It's kind of like a slap in the face because you don't even realize sometimes how much like your parents do for you until you're on your own and you're like, oh my gosh, the toilet paper doesn't magically reload. Like, what is going on? That's a really small thing. But on a serious note, there can be a lot of growing pains with growing up. No matter how excited you are to be more independent, no matter how exciting it is to move out of your parents' house, there's the other side of things. And it's normal to feel that way. Feelings can exist simultaneously, being sad about the closing of a chapter while also simultaneously being excited about the new one happening. It's definitely a transition that kind of hits you smack in the face. I don't know if there's like a way to prepare for that, just because it is such a stark difference from going under their care to your own care, like having to take care of yourself. It's a lot of responsibility, but there's also so many exciting things. And so I think if you're having those struggles and worries and kind of sadness going on, I think it's important to look towards the things that are going to be happening in your life now that are really exciting, like being independent, like getting to eat ice cream before dinner if you want, because you can, because they can't tell you no. Whatever excites you about being independent, whatever made you excited to begin with to kind of get out of your parents' house and becoming your own person. It's a really exciting time because this is the first time where you are entirely up to you. You get to make your own decisions. There's so much freedom. So I definitely think focusing on those things will make you just feel a lot of gratitude for this season of life, because it is super exciting. Like I said, even though you might be sad at the same time, there's so much good that is to come. So I definitely think focusing on that and leaning into that will be very helpful. And also just keeping your ties and staying close with your family, calling them if you're not close enough to go for a visit, maybe even feeling connected to them in a way where you're cooking your favorite childhood meals and maybe your mom writes out old family recipes for you so that you can make it on your own. That could also be really special and have you still feel connected to that part of you and to your family. I will say things definitely get easier once you get used to them, because anytime we go through a change, it just feels so new. But once that kind of wears off, you are going to be thriving one day at a time. It definitely didn't fly by for me. Like, I was pretty sad for a while, just mourning that season of my life and kind of mourning my childhood. I think you have to do that. You have to feel your feelings, feel nostalgic, because that's normal, and make a little bit of space in your heart, in your mind, for this really exciting new chapter that you're about to experience. How to deal with moving in with my partner for the first time. We've been together for 3 years, but I'm still nervous about taking the step, and how to balance my alone time with my life as a couple. I've been there. I go every single question. I'm like, guys, you're speaking to me right now. I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm really resonating with a lot of these questions because I've gone through similar things. Like the last advice I gave, this is kind of the same situation in where you are so excited about this new thing that's about to happen, but it's also scary and daunting and new. Moving in with someone definitely is a big step. And so I think the fact that you're aware of that means you understand like the magnitude of that decision to move in with someone. It's definitely an exciting step. Something that I've learned, especially just because I'm someone who tends to get anxious pretty easily, just because you are nervous about something doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. There's so many things that I've been nervous about. And then in my head, I start overthinking. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this a sign? Like, am I nervous because it's not meant for me? No, no, no. Throw that out the window, because sometimes that's just our anxiety talking to us. There's so much to learn about your partner, your relationship, and even yourself when you move in with someone and take that step in the relationship, which is super exciting. I love living with Micah. I was never really nervous. I was a little more just curious to see how that would look, just because I'd never experienced that before. I'd never totally shared a space with someone and like coexisted, because I had never even lived with roommates before. And so that was just a completely new experience for me, especially living with a boy, with a man, sorry, like living with another species. Like, I don't know. That was just a completely new situation for me, but I was really excited about it. And I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. I know there's a lot of differing opinions on whether or not you should move in with someone before you get married. And what I have to say to that is, do what works for you. If you don't believe in that, then don't do it. But yeah, I love it. It really works for us. I feel like people instill a lot of fear for others with this whole thing, because they'll be like, oh, there's a roommate stage. And I don't know. I feel like people tend to do that sometimes, which I get. Sometimes people are just sharing their own experiences. But that's people's own experiences. Some people have really bad experiences living with their partner. And then there's me. I'm like, I love it. There's obviously going to be kinks that need to be worked out, just because you're sharing a space, you're cohabitating with someone. I do think to avoid the roommate stage, it is important to still put in the energy and effort with each other, even though you are seeing each other every single day if you live together. I think having intentional time together is still really important. I think that's how Mike and I have kind of avoided that roommate stage. Still going on dates and flirting and putting in energy and effort towards each other, that really, really goes a long way when you're living with someone, just because it's easy to settle and like get into routines, which is totally normal. If that happens, that's totally, totally normal. It's good to be comfortable with someone. It's good to settle in terms, like literally settle, like to feel settled with someone and in a good routine with someone, that feels good. I'm not talking about the settling where you're like wishing you, yeah, you know what I mean. In my situation, it was pretty easy to balance alone time, just because he had more traditional job hours at the time. And so he was gone every single weekday. So I had all those hours of the day to myself, to do my work, to do things for myself, to hang out with my friends. So I feel like I kind of lucked out, because that was just kind of the way it was. I was alone a lot. But what I think is important to remember is that you are still your own person, even if you're living with your partner. Yes, you are one in other ways, but it's still important to maintain your own individuality, do things for yourself, hang out with your friends, and pour into you, just because I honestly feel like that makes relationships even stronger when you are good on your own. And then you can come together and be even better. And then it's also content for you guys to talk about, because it's like, if I spent every waking moment with Micah, what are you going to talk about? It's like, I love that he does his own thing. He has all these work stories to share. I have whatever bullshittery that went on in my day to share. Come together, we can tell each other stories, catch up. And it feels really good to still be your own person, because you are. And you're the most important person in your life. So to continue pouring into that and into your alone time or whatever makes you happy will honestly make your relationship better. It might take some time to find a balance with all of that just because it's going to be so new at first that you might not know how to find time for yourself, but I'm confident that you will, just because everything in life will come to a balance. But when things are new, it's easy to get wrapped up and there's so much going on. But as long as that stays a priority for you, I don't think you'll have any trouble figuring that out. But communicating what you need with your partner is very important. So if alone time is something that's really important to you, communicate that. My guy friend that I've liked and have been close to for the longest time since middle school, we're in college now, just got out of a 3-year relationship in October. I feel like this is the time to tell him I like him, but he's going through a lot of personal stuff aside from the breakup. What do I do? Do I tell him? Ava, help, please. Ooh, I don't know, girl. Like, you could, you couldn't. There's so many ways this could go. If you've been holding this in for frick since middle school, maybe you could hold on a little bit longer if you do think it would be like detrimental timing right now, given whatever personal things he has going on, just because it's always sketchy ground when you're telling someone that you're really close friends with that you like them, because you don't want to mess up the friendship. That is probably the hardest part about that. So I think that being said, obviously your friendship is the most important thing, especially if you've been friends for that long. So it's not something you want to jeopardize. So maybe wait, but also see in my head, I'm like, life's short. Life could, you never know. Are we going to wake up tomorrow? Like, you just never know. And also we're like on a floating rock in the middle of outer space, whatever outer space is. Like, I could go into all that. This is how my brain works, because now I'm like, wait, maybe you should, which is entirely unhelpful. And so I don't have the answers for you, but maybe keep me updated. I would love to know what you end up doing. I just don't know if there's a right or wrong answer for this kind of thing, or like the right or wrong thing to do. I think you just have to either do it with your whole chest or like not do it with your whole chest and sit on it and wait. I don't know. Do you have any advice on how to connect or feel reconnected with your boyfriend / significant other when you both work opposite schedules throughout the week? My boyfriend and I work long shifts, 10 to 12 hours, and the only time we're home together is for an hour and we're sleeping. As I'm getting off from night shift and he gets up an hour later for work that morning, oh my gosh. We have a strong relationship and are beyond happy together these past 4 years, but lately I've been having this feeling that I wish we were together more and miss when we spent the evenings together after work. I thought, as you and Micah are currently on different schedules and locations part of the time, you may have some recommendations or advice on how you keep the same feeling of being close and connected and focusing on the time you do have versus focusing on what you don't and wishing it was different. Oh my gosh, I feel like you just said it right there. Focusing on what you do have, what is there, is really important, obviously, because mindset plays a big role in this. But also it's like, yes, it's okay to acknowledge and it's good to acknowledge that this situation feels like it sucks, because it does. That's really hard when the person you care the most about, you don't even get to spend as much time as you'd like to with them. You got to acknowledge that, because that is very, very frustrating. I feel like this is one of those situations where right now the timing isn't aligning and your schedules aren't aligning, and it's going to be a tougher period that you have to push through because you both love each other, and it's a grind period where you guys are both working long hours, making it happen, working towards your dream life together, which I think is really admirable. And I think focusing on that will really help you, because it's like, okay, we're working hard now so that we can live the life that we want to live. This season isn't going to last forever, and it's just something we're going to have to push through, because there will be a time where you look back at what you're going through right now and being like, wow, this was so, so worth it. And I know it's hard being in the trenches with it right now, but you do have that to look forward to someday. But I think in the meantime, it's really the little things that are going to matter the most and mean the most. Maybe that's you leaving little notes to him, or honestly, telling him how you feel and communicating that if you haven't already. And if you have certain needs that you want to be met, communicating that is super important, just so you guys are on the same page. I think cute little texts go a really long way, maybe even sending like cute little selfies, like thinking of you or whatever. I do feel like the worst thing that you could do right now is dwell on those feelings, which, like I said, those feelings are so valid. But once you've felt those emotions, just focusing on what you do have, which is obviously easier said than done, But yeah, I feel like it might be helpful to kind of talk to him about how you're feeling, because he's probably feeling the same way, you know? And asking each other, like, what can I do that would make you feel loved and seen, even though we can't be together in person? Like, what can I do for you that would let you know that I'm thinking about you and that I love you? I just think communication with this would be really helpful. I'm going through a breakup at the moment and would love some tips on how to fall back in love with yourself and your own company. This is my first time being single in nearly 2 years. I'm going to say this, which you might have not heard yet since this breakup happened. Congratulations. I think that is something to be celebrated, which is ironic because people usually associate breakups with just being sad and lonely and whatever. Congratulations, because now you get to focus and pour all the love that you were pouring into someone else into you. And that is so exciting because you probably poured so much love and energy into that relationship. Imagine how you're going to feel pouring that into yourself. I think breakups, yes, they suck. They are sad. We can acknowledge that. But when you kind of have it in your head that you want to be on the other side of that and you're actually excited about being single, that is the best headspace to be in, honestly, because you are just so unstoppable. And I think this is such a fun, exciting chapter for you. So I feel like you're already on a good path, because the fact that you're seeking out this advice means that you want this for yourself. Like, you want to fall back in love with yourself, which is amazing. That's a great place to start. Wanting that means that that's already within you. Obviously, there's a lot of tough emotions that come with breakups, and it's really easy for your self-esteem to get low. But I think taking the time and energy that you put into that person and putting it into yourself, oh my gosh, will make the biggest difference in your life, whether you're putting that towards your health or doing hobbies that you didn't have the time to do prior, whatever it is, seeing your friends more often, maybe doing all these little things that make you happy will make such a big difference. It is a weird adjustment to go from being with someone all the time and being used to their company to being alone. Yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to, but then once you fall in love with hanging out with yourself, it's kind of hard, honestly, like, to go back from that. So take it slow. Sometimes it's hard to be alone and spend time alone. Like I said, especially when you're not used to that, but you can start small, build up that confidence. Maybe it's just going on walks by yourself, or go read in the park, go sit by the ocean or the lake, whatever's around you, taking yourself on a little coffee and bakery date. Like, that sounds so fun. And by spending time with yourself and just existing with your own thoughts, you get to know yourself more. You get to know what you like, what you don't like, what you enjoy doing. And I feel like once you start to do that, it's so much easier to fall in love with yourself, because there's so much to learn and to know and to love. And once you kind of start exploring that and having the time to do that, I just feel like it's kind of inevitable, because you're great. And sometimes you just have to spend a little bit of quality one-on-one time with yourself to truly realize that. My boyfriend's mom just bought and moved into her new home in March, and in a couple weeks, I'll be visiting and staying there. I'm pretty close with her and want to get her a little gift for her new home. I love gift giving. Since you are also a new homeowner, I would love to hear some things that you think are good / cute gifts for a new home. This is a light question. Love it. I think candles. Duh. Like, pick out a candle that you think she would like. Maybe a hand soap. Little things like that are really nice, just because you're spending, like, the person who bought the house is spending so much money elsewhere that they're probably not going to spend, like, the little extra money to get, like, a nicer hand soap, maybe. A cute set of kitchen towels. TJ Maxx has great ones. Honestly, go to TJ Maxx. I'm becoming my mother. Oh my gosh. They have so many cute little things there. Maybe some coasters, a vase for flowers, and maybe also get her flowers. That could be really nice. Another idea is maybe smart lights, like hue lights. Little things like that are perfect because they will make the space more homey. And she's probably not super concerned about all those little extra things right now, because there's so many other things to kind of worry about and get. So I think those would actually be perfect. My question is, how do I figure out what I want to do with my life? I'm 25 and I've literally hated every job I've ever had. I really hate office work. I did my master's and degree and went straight into full-time work, but I can't find a job I like or care about. My dream is to be a Pilates teacher, but I think that's so unrealistic. How do I find my calling? Oh my gosh, if that's your dream, you might as well go for it. And I don't think that's unrealistic, especially nowadays. I feel like it's become so popular, especially, I mean, if it's reached popularity in Hawaii, like Hawaii is usually the last thing to catch on to things. Surely there's Pilates studios near you where maybe you could apply, get some training. Honestly, I feel like if there's something in your heart that is calling you somewhere and it's your dream to do that, you owe it to yourself to at least try, because if not, you'll always live with that question of what if I had? And at least that way, if you try, let's say it works out, amazing, it worked out. And if it doesn't, you don't have to live with like that hole in your chest wondering the what ifs, because the what ifs are the worst. I do want to validate you a little bit, because the fact that you've had so many different jobs already and you're trying to find, like, you have this ambition, I think that's amazing. And even though it's frustrating when something doesn't work out or you don't feel like happy in a job, I feel like that just means you're one step closer to finding one that you do. Because I don't like to see it as failed jobs or like failure, because if anything, you just learned more of what you don't like, which will help you find what you like even more, because you already have in your head what you don't want. Honestly, same goes for relationships. You recently said in a video that you didn't want marriage or kids until you met Micah. My boyfriend and I have recently broke up because of this. He doesn't think he wants kids. We're literal soulmates slash partners for life in every way. I know it's cheesy, but it's true. Besides this one thing. He's also 2 years younger. He's 23 right now, and we do long distance, Minnesota to England. I was just curious how you changed your mind and what went into that decision. I've been absolutely devastated, and I'm not sure what to do. I do not want to hurt your feelings by saying this, because this was just my experience. Because I did say that. I truly believed that I was just going to be the single iconic auntie for the rest of my life. That like didn't get married. I didn't want to get married. I didn't see that for myself. I didn't want kids. That was a partner thing. When I met Micah, that completely changed. I want that so badly now. I think about it a lot, but I do feel like someone who's your soulmate will want that with you. But that's also to say that not everyone wants kids. And that's okay. Not everyone wants to be married, and that's okay. I genuinely thought that's how I was until I met Micah and like everything changed. So I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of someone else who is saying that they don't think they want kids. But I also feel like someone who's your soulmate, you will align in those things. That is such a tough position to be in. And my heart breaks for you, because I know how sad that is. You don't want to end up resenting someone because you chose to stay with them knowing that they didn't want kids, and then you couldn't convince them to. So now you're with someone who doesn't want kids and you really do. Like, if that is something that is deep within you, this urge, that's probably not going to go away. And if that's something that is what you really want, I do feel like your person is someone who will want that too. It also could be because he's younger, and some guys don't think about that until later. I feel like a lot of guys are different like that. Like, some want to be fathers so badly and they look forward to that. And then others, that doesn't even cross their mind until they're older. I don't know. I feel for you, because I can only imagine how much your heart hurts right now, especially if you guys already broke up. But a different perspective. I'm just going to offer different perspectives here. Future you might be looking back at this and be so thankful that it happened, because it opened you up to being with someone someday that did want the same things that you want, because it would be even worse for the relationship to go on for it to end because you didn't have those conversations earlier. Like, let's say it lasted 5 more years and then it's like, well, I want kids and you don't. This is a non-negotiable for me, and that's not something he's going to budge on either, but you're that much deeper in. I feel like you have so much time and life ahead of you. But yeah, to answer your question, what changed my mind was Micah. Like, honestly, nothing else really happened, like, within me internally doing self-discovery and whatever. It was truly him. Nothing really went into that decision. It was just like, oh, maybe I did always want this, but I just needed to find my person. I don't know. Well, I'm going to end it on that note. A bit of a, I don't want to say heavier episode, but I feel like we got some good questions today. Hopefully you liked the advice I gave. Again, I'm not held liable. You can take it, you can leave it, take bits and pieces. Again, this is just based off of my experiences. But I hope you enjoyed listening to the advice. I hope you have an amazing day or night after listening to this. Thanks so much for spending time with me. I'll talk to you next week. And that was everything on my mind.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.